Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. With Allah Ta'ala's grace, with Allah's mercy, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us at this moment in time the opportunity to implement such an action about which Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that my dhikr, my remembrance, is the greatest deed. When we look at the amal, the various forms of deeds, the different types of deeds, but Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that from all of this, all of these, my dhikr, remembrance, is the greatest deed. Subhanallah. So obviously, dhikr, if it is such a great deed, then Allah Ta'ala will have assigned it a very great reward. And many ni'mas, favors, blessings are attached to his dhikr. And lots of virtues as a result of doing dhikr. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, due to the action of dhikr, when a human being does dhikr, remembers Allah, from the hadith, it is proven that the person who remembers Allah, the dhakir, Allah gives him a unique power, an energy. That's why I'm saying, why am I saying this? For this reason, that Allah Ta'ala, may He give us all the ability and capability to do His dhikr. We should put the fadail of dhikr in front of us. It's not a minor deed. That's why I recited the verse of the Quran first. That greatest deed of all is the remembrance of Allah. After that, should we be thinking how much thawab there is for dhikr, how great an action it is, and how big losers will those individuals be in thereafter when they rise and they will not have done the dhikr of Allah in the world. All the deeds to one side, but the fadail of Allah's remembrance are very great indeed. And with regards to reading hadith many times over in the Quran, the reason why we give the references and we mention the hadith and the Quran is so that we don't leave this action, so that we don't regret tomorrow that we didn't do this action, so we don't consider it a minor action. Because shaitan, his job is that whatever good deeds there are, whatever deeds will be of use to us in the hereafter, those same deeds he weakens and makes them look minor in scale. He puts waswasa in our ears, in our hearts, in our minds. He instills negative thoughts. He takes the importance of dhikr out of our lives. That's why the pious predecessors have in the past, and even now, they spend their whole life, they take each and every amal which is good, they do tabligh for that amal, they propagate it, they explain it, so that people don't become ghafil, negligent. So what we see is that when we do dhikr, when we do the remembrance of Allah, that due to doing dhikr, the dhakir who's doing dhikr, he doesn't know, she doesn't know, but Allah Ta'ala gives an ajeeb, a unique, a you could say special power to that person who's doing dhikr. What is that power? That energy, that he then gets the strength and the ability and the intention to do those deeds that for other people it's very difficult to do those deeds. Subhanallah. Think about it. That for normal situation, even for that person, it's hard to do those deeds. But due to dhikr, Allah puts such power in that person, same person, that it's easier for him, much, much easier for him than to practice those deeds. And especially when we think that a person doesn't pray salah, he is lazy, he doesn't want to. But with deen, that for example, and the dunya is also benefited, that when we live in the dunya, we see that we're lazy. Even with regards to dunya, many examples I can give to you. People don't work, they're lazy, bone idle. They don't try to look for a job or work or to earn halal earnings. They sat there, bone idle. Many people complain, my son doesn't work, he doesn't want to work, he stays at home, he's dossing around. And women, they don't do the housework, they sit around, they don't cook properly, they don't clean properly, they're lazy. And this is the house. Family. I'm talking about this dunya we're living in. So when a person does dhikr, when he remembers Allah, Allah instills in him such power that his shop starts to flourish, his business starts to flourish, his work starts to flourish. And I've seen this in my life, alhamdulillah. People who are lazy used to come, they became good businessmen due to the dhikr of Allah. Because his father would come, oh, he's not working, give him taweez. I said, inshallah, he'll work. He'll work. And due to dhikr, he was successful in business, and mashallah, they made wealth. Allah Ta'ala gave them benefit in the dunya. So in both factors, You benefit. But when you're lazy with deen, you're lazy in reading Quran, you don't feel like reading Quran, can't even read half a juz, then consider that negligence is overwhelming you. What should you do? Start doing the dhikr of Allah straight away. Do dhikr immediately. You will refer to those good actions that you thought that you couldn't do because they were hard. So that person is forced to. He can't move, he can't do anything, and he wants to. If he's like, I want to do something, go and sit in a majlis, no good gathering. Then don't do anything. If you're lazy, if you're negligent, do dhikr of Allah, 10-15 minutes, Allah will pick you up, take you to that majlis. I tell you the truth. So laziness is nothing, because it takes away the energy from a person. Allah says, dhikr of Allah results in such a power, energy boost. Talibs, when they read Bukhari and Hadith, other kitabs, they don't work hard, they don't implement. So there are people who have experienced this. There's such a student who does the dhikr of Allah, then immediately starts to implement the learnings. So a power, unique power comes into the person's life, deen and dunya both, with speed they flourish. Oh, my business, oh, I'll open it later. Oh, I won't open it now, I don't feel like it. For example, people drive taxis, they're lazy. Oh, I'll take a day off today. Oh, if I work 1 or 2 hours, no. 8 hours, you should work, whether you earn 1,000 or 13 that time. Don't count the money. No, no. So for example, you should have a schedule that you should follow. Fixed timings for what you do in the day, etc. So the dhikr of Allah will also give you barakah. That the person who does dhikr of Allah, he will never be unsuccessful. He will not be unsuccessful in this world or thereafter. I'm trying to give you passion, desire. Don't consider dhikr as a minor thing. It will take you forward in this world and in the hereafter. What a big example that's present. We have the hadith, we hear it, we see it, we read it. I'll tell you about the world, the dunya, how the dunya succeeds. How a person becomes busy, occupied in the dunya, successful in the dunya. As a Bibi Fatima, radiyallahu anha, great sahabiya. She is the woman of Jannah, the beloved daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they had poverty in their life, they were poor. And she would grind the corn, blisters would come on her hand, bring up the kids, housework, make the food. Them days they used to grind the corn by hand. In the corn grinder by hand. And she heard that some women, some workers had come into the booty. So she said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, that go to my father and please request that we can also get a worker, because they're being distributed as the booty has come into the ummah. So if you can request that one of those workers can come to my home so she can help me and so that we can have ease. So upon her request, he went. And he went and said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you're giving, these women have come into the booty, and they've been distributed, they can work, and can you also give me one or two? So Hazrat Fatima, radiallahu anha, she requested. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu told her to go and request. Subhanallah, she could have had everything, whatever she wanted. She could have had, she was from the Ahlul Bayt, the daughter of the Prophet sallam. And subhanallah, such a response came that this gave the guidance to the whole ummah. Such great guidance that there's nothing greater encouragement than this. Subhanallah, as I said, the dunya and the akhirah, you can say, Rasulullah said, my daughter, sit down. I can give this to you. You come to ask for this. And what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give? He taught her the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah. And so this is the Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets. Look how great is the action of dhikr. And such a beloved daughter, you cannot compare that, how much the Prophet ﷺ loved her. And this was about dhikr. Rasulullah ﷺ said that, she said, look, we're hungry, we're in poverty. And she could have said that you're telling me dhikr. But no, look at the fazilat, the virtues, the greatness of dhikr. She was silent. And the Prophet ﷺ said, recite 33 times, subhanAllah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, 34 times, Allahu Akbar. Recite this. She was listening. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this, what I'm giving to you, this is greater than the khadim that you are requesting, the worker that you are requesting, much, much more beneficial for you. And your life will become improved, better, easier. She said, okay, I've received everything, alhamdulillah. But she had yaqeen, certainty. That's it. So alhamdulillah, what happened after that? That when you have a need in the world, same needs were there, but in the night when she recited, then all her work would become easy in the home. No complaints, no issues, no need for servants or workers, because they can't do that work. So this is a confirmed sunnah. Anyone who is stuck in the dunya, he can't do something, he doesn't feel like doing something, he's lazy, difficulties, salah. for example, this will help you in your ibadah. But with regards to the dunya, the world, when you feel lazy, negligent, then straight away turn to the dhikr of Allah. What a great guidance, what great power the dhikr of Allah gives, and how the paths open for the person towards solutions. So make this regular, a habit in your life. Dhikr will come when you sit with the people of dhikr, who do dhikr themselves. If you go, you attend, you realize something, I want to learn something, so I can learn dhikr, so I can do it. Which person in this gathering is there who doesn't have a problem in life, who doesn't want solutions to his problems? We have either health problems, bodily problems, home problems, house problems, family problems, business problems, problems outside with society. Different examples of problems. Is there anyone sat here today who doesn't have a problem? No, nobody. So why do we fear? Wala dhikr Allah yakbar. Grab hold of the dhikr of Allah, Allah says. Grab hold of my dhikr, my remembrance. Make the niyah, Allah says. Make niyah, because then Allah says that every intention you have, which is good, I'll give to you. If you're lazy with regards to salah, do dhikr. Salah will come correct. If your business is downhill, do dhikr. Your business will come towards the positive. Do dhikr. And the benefit will come for the dunya and the akhirah straight away. So should we, brothers, not be doing dhikr? Of course we should. So this point I've made today is for this reason. All brothers should make niyah, intention. Let's make this a regular habit in our lives. If we haven't done so already, that we will learn dhikr from a teacher who can teach dhikr, and we'll do dhikr according to our condition and status. I've got this much time in the day, or I work here, or this is how much I work, or I'm an alim, or I teach, I have to go on tabligh. And different people, hundreds of people do different things related to the deen. So you should say to the sheikh, the teacher, that this is what I do during the day. Please give me so much dhikr or the method of dhikr so I can do that and carry on with my worldly the things that I'm doing in the dunya. So the sheikh will give you dhikr according. He'll prescribe to you a schedule that fits your daily schedule. But you need to go forward in strides daily. We're wasting time. We don't think about Allah's remembrance. Will we do dhikr, brothers? Inshallah. The Quran says that your problems will be solved. The family problems will be resolved. Your ma'mulat will be resolved. Business problems will be resolved. You name it. Any problem of the dunya, all the solutions are within his remembrance, his dhikr. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Allah Ta'ala says, my remembrance, if you do it, all the solutions will come. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew us a sketch of the Akhirah. He explained a sketch. The people, when they will be going into paradise, people will be running towards paradise. Everybody will be desperate. You'll be running, we'll be running. That we're desperate to go. And who will be first in the queue at the front? The Sahaba said, O Prophet of Allah, who will be first? Rasulullah said, those men and women who did the dhikr of Allah, who remembered Allah. Then when there'll be a race, we'll be at the back. We'll be losing. Rasulullah will say, no. The angels will say, no, I told you in the world. So the doors of paradise, when they'll be open, the dhakirin will be at the front, and they'll be asked, why they're at the front? The answer will come that all their burdens were released in the world. They have no burdens now. All their burdens were released and accounted for in the world. So think, how much dhikr do we do? Do you do dhikr? Do you? How much do we do in the day? We're wasting time. We're wasting time. So brothers, will we do Allah's remembrance? Yes. Morning, evening, for sure. Regular. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. The amount of tawfiq Allah gives, at least minimum, 10 minutes. 10 minutes, brothers. Dhikr of Allah. How much is minimum? This is the breakfast. Yes. A nighttime food meal, 10 minutes. Minimum. Minimum. Morning breakfast and eat in the evening. Alhamdulillah. Spiritually. And your stomach will be full with the fadl of Allah. And which stomach will be filled? Not the physical stomach, the one that's inside your body. No, the ruh, the soul. The ruh is hungry. Our soul is hungry. It'll give dua that, mashallah, may Allah keep you happy. You also fed me and give me to drink. How sad that Allah Ta'ala, He has demonstrated examples that 30 days come and our bodies, everyone's bodies, they respond differently. That, for example, all the clothes become loose, don't they? During that period. Why? Because 30 days. Allah Ta'ala has given us that. Why does He give us a small amount of time and the body becomes weak? Think about those people all life long who don't give the food to the ruh. Who don't give the food, the strength to the ruh. Then tell me, how will that ruh, our soul, our spirit, take us into paradise? Huh? If we complain 30 days Ramadan, we become weak, we lose weight, etc. So what will we do? The soul will cry. He didn't give me breakfast, He didn't feed me, He didn't nourish me. And every 10 minutes, for example, the stomach will say, oh, He fed his stomach but didn't give me any strength. The soul, another soul will say, no, every 10 minutes He did dhikr of Allah and He fed me. Always He fed me. Always He gave me nourishment. SubhanAllah. That's the dhakir. So do we see the difference here? The body, how we're feeding it and pumping with food and drink, no benefit. The spiders, the insects, the creepy crawlies, they'll devour it in the grave. But the ruh that will live forever, we don't feed it. What's the food for the dhikr? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. You're sat at this moment in time. So many du'as, your ruh will be given to you. Allah, what a beloved man. Today I'm getting food, I'm being nourished. I was desperate the whole week. Subhanallah, that on Thursday night, Friday night, at least Allah, you've gathered them together. At least I'm being fed and my stomach's being filled. Subhanallah. So the ruh gives dua to that individual who it resides in. Here we do dhikr morning and evening. Breakfast time, alhamdulillah, and that food, the meal in the night as well. If I say now that morning and evening, brothers will cook food and feed this breakfast in the morning and food in the evening, everyone will come to this masjid to pray salah. Everybody will come in. Imam Sahib will come, the Khatib will come, the speaker will come, everybody come. Oh, go, quickly. Oh, we can pray in that masjid as well. Quickly, go. Pray the Fajr, then go there. The rest of the Salah will pray there. Why? Because good food's being cooked, roast and parathas and boiled eggs in the morning. Are you mad going to another masjid in the morning? Let's go and eat there. Breakfast. So Allah is calling out in the morning. Allahu Akbar. Allah is calling out. Allah is announcing, come in the morning. Breakfast is here, it's served. Right now, what breakfast? Allahu Akbar, the dastarkhwan of paradise, the food mat of paradise, the angels there with the great beautiful trays, not empty, they feed, they give to drink. They say, you've eaten and drank, what about your ruh? They say, no, we'll give you a bundle of hajj and umrah, thawab, reward, extra. Subhanallah. And tomorrow is Jummah. And on Jummah day, the thawab for each deed is multiplied 70 times over, 70 hajj. Extra thawab you will depart with when you leave. So will you come in the morning? Inshallah. That's it, brothers. It's your choice. Allah Ta'ala has told us a great hadith. Great hadith that you can be lazy, you can discard it, or you can practice it. So you'll get the thawab of Hajj and Umrah due to doing dhikr in the morning, remembering Allah. And the ruh will be happy. He took me to the masjid on Jummah. So brothers, will we do dhikr? Yes, that's good.
سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا ترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على آثارك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعنا بسنتي ونفعنا بمحبتي واشرنا بزمرتي يا كريم اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقتحاجاتنا يا داعي البليات اطفى بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياة منهم والأموات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين